Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Thursday, how are we feeling?
Good.
Really good.
Good. Yeah. Really good.
Today's not Thursday, by the way.
I've done it again.
What day? Wednesday.
What day?
It's all a blur. I don't know. It's just all blending into one at the moment.
Most people are a day behind, not a day forward. So I've really
Happy Friday,
screwed
everyone.
Myself over there. Fun show today. I'm very excited because Mark Holden, of course, from Idol.
Yeah.
What a great chat we had with him.
Yeah. Isn't he an interesting guy?
Nicer than I thought he was going to be.
Did you think he was going to be nice?
Oh, I don't know. Like, when you see them on those shows, I guess they've got to, you know, play a certain part and persona, and I wasn't sure if he was a...
You don't survive that long in the media industry unless you're nice.
Yeah, that is true. Well, I hear that a lot, actually.
He's got a new podcast, The Idol Archives, with his daughter, and it's all about, like, the scandal from behind the scenes of Idol back in the day. It was a good chat.
Because you're a huge Idol fan when it was
out. I loved it. I went to the studio audience a
Did
few
you?
Times.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Maddie.
It's apparently coming back. There's talk of Channel 10 bringing it back, which
I
is good.
I actually thought out of all of them, it's been my favourite.
Of all the reality singing
shows. Yeah, like X Factor
shows.
And The Voice.
Did you audition for Idol?
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
I'm pretty
Where
sure.
Where is that tape?
Oh, it doesn't exist.
Did you get to sing with the judges?
No, producers.
Producers only.
That's as far as I got on the X Factor.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys all had a crack at these things. I feel like I missed out on something.
Can you sing, though?
I'm all right.
Can you sing for us now?
Come on.
No, I'm not
Come
singing
on.
For you now.
I'm all right.
I'll be Marsha Hines and Jade can be Mark Holden.
Come on, give us a touchdown. Give us a touchdown.
Hard pass. Oh, what about this? What about this?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
One day I'll bring back the guitar for the show.
With the singing?
Yeah, with the singing.
Were you like a George Ezra kind of vibe?
Yeah, something like that maybe.
Newcastle's very own Ed Sheeran over here.
Elusive.
Quite humble.
Mr.
Without
elusive.
The money, without the red hair, without the house that has its own bar, or the hits. So basically different in every single way.
I'm just trying to think of a singer that looks like Crevo. Mm. Think about it. Any come to mind? Guy Sebastian back in the day.
I used to get the wolf
Big
mother.
Throw. Oh, yeah.
You look like him.
Wolf Mother singer. Let's have a look.
I've forgotten what his name is.
The wolf. Andrew Stockdale. No, that's
Is that
not
who
him.
You sound like?
No. People used to say, because I used to have a bigger hair.
Oh, wow.
A bigger hair.
Like
big
shaggy hair.
Big hair.
I've just pulled up a picture of him. I can see it. Have a look, Jade. That fro is epic.
It is a nice fro.
I used to have the shaggy hair. Way a lot less eyeliner, though.
Very good life.
People with curly hair generally lose it.
That was sort of the...
Inspiration?
Well, no, it wasn't the inspiration. People just used to say that I looked a little bit like...
People I used to say.
If Idol comes back, we should audition as a group.
Yeah, can we? Can we? I'm so down.
A percussion group so Crevo can play like the drums in the background.
What are you playing?
I'll sing. Jade and I both auditioned, made the same sort of level of these singing shows.
I'll be lead vocal.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And
yeah, of course
Maddie
you'd be lead
will be
vocal.
Backups.
I think we would be good together,
No,
Jade.
We would. I reckon we would too, in all seriousness.
What song would we sing?
Actually, I heard a really good duo the other day.
Do you know Wonderwall?
Oh, fuck. I hate that song. I'll never want to hear it again.
Was this whole chat leading to you making the Wonderwall joke?
I wonder how many times the producers have to sit through that.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. Yeah.
If someone was really good, I don't even think I'd let them through.
Just because of Wonderwall.
Yeah. You pick that song, you're out.
Yeah,
straight off the bat.
Instant disqualification.
I don't care if you're Guy Sebastian's cousin.
Or his brother.
Or his brother.
Who won The Voice. Oh, interesting. Oh,
As if that wasn't rigged.
Yeah, look.
Deep down, do you think it was rigged?
100%.
Yeah, La Familia, you know, he's judge on the show. Don't pick me because you can't be on my team, Chris.
Nah, but we'll fix it. You're the one. Like, it's all dodgy. I don't trust any reality show these days.
Well, look what happened to poor old Damien Leith in our chat with Mark Holden. He revealed that Damien got duped out of the money of his first album.
Yeah. Hey, it's Damien Leith.
He's on radio now.
I know. Wollongong. Doing well. Yeah. For himself.
Yeah, it's good. Anyway, stay tuned for that. Also, NASA on the show. Look, he promised us a celebrity. Has he come through?
Has he delivered?
We'll find out.
You'll have to listen through about an hour of stuff and then you'll know.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Morning, guys. Welcome to Wednesday. How are we?
Morning.
Feeling good?
Yeah, really good this morning.
Yeah, I'm fresh as well.
Yeah?
So fresh.
Last night, guys, had chicken and leek pie, right? Very good.
One of your faves. You've had that a few times.
Yeah, a couple of times over the time. But this time with leeks that we grew, I give you a hot tip. Leeks take over a year to grow.
No.
Yeah, very long process. About a year and a half to get them to the size you can eat them. So when you buy them at the shop for $1.70 or whatever, you go, oh, that's expensive for one.
Think about the leek farmer. The humble leek farmer.
What a great deal.
I've got to Google what a leek even looks like.
Satisfying eating
your own leeks. Yeah, delicious.
Good.
They're tiny.
Yeah, it's probably about, the ones we had were quite good size, about that thick and about that tall.
So about as thick as an aerosol can for a fly spray,
and
really.
About 30 centimetres, the big thick part.
You never bring in leftovers for us.
Well, it wasn't much leftovers. No.
Because he eats it all.
Big piggy.
Eating like a king, a millionaire Mark.
It was very good.
Do you know what? Jade called me yesterday and we're chatting about our costumes for her big Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
I've come up with a great idea.
What?
I'm going to dress up as a Karen.
First ever time
dressing up in female clothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
You've never dressed up in female clothes before? Well,
tell him.
I know that's shocking, but no, I haven't.
Tell him about the prosthetic.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get some boobs.
That'll be hilarious.
Yeah, and a mole?
Some heels, and I'm going to get like a mole.
A big old mole.
And one of those cheap concave bobs. Yeah, it's going to be great.
I can't wait.
I thought it was genius.
On point, I would say. I've still got to work on my costume. A couple of ideas floating around, not ready to share.
What are they? Oh, yeah. Do you know what Crevo's thinking of? I'll just get a witch's hat or a wizard's hat.
No, I like it. I like dressing up for Halloween.
I'm into it.
Yeah. It'll be good.
We'll go all out.
I was going to go with a witch, but I'm thinking of something different now because we've got a black light. So if you're wearing white, you're really going to, we tested it out and you just, boom, you look like a ghost. So I'm thinking of, I don't know, doing something along those lines.
Jade, you and I can go shopping at Suzanne. I'll buy my blouse.
I'm not going as a Karen.
No, you have to come with me
to buy my blouse. Oh, that's fine.
Are you feeling embarrassed to go shopping there for a blouse by yourself,
Absolutely.
Maddie?
Absolutely. Draw the line there.
You shouldn't be.
She owes me a few shopping trips anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And yours won't even be 6 hours. So
oh, no, it will.
Deal.
I'll keep him out. But you won't believe this, guys. There's a girl who's being dubbed the Horse Girl. Because she
I thought that was you.
No, well, yes.
You do a great horse.
I do a great horse, Nate, but this chick actually raises the bar because she can run and jump over equestrian jumps on all fours exactly like a horse.
Now, you can't do that, can you?
No, it's quite remarkable. I'm going to tell you more in a second.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And this is unbelievable, guys, yet true. There's this teenager whose skills at mimicking the movements of a horse, including quadruple jumps, has gone viral, and she's now actually being featured in Ripley's Believe It or Not, because her skills of actually being a horse and jumping over actual horse jumps are next level.
Well, that's weird. Does she believe she's a horse, or she just likes acting like a horse?
Well, she says it's a skill and it makes her happy, and this is basically how she sort of got into it.
All right, let's roll the tape.
A lot of it was just trying to mimic our horses as best as we could. About 6-7 years ago, I started riding actual horses, and from there, I was involved in a lot of community with my barn friends, and we discovered that we all had this cool talent where we could all jump over obstacles, just like a horse on all four legs, and I kind of fell in love with it.
Well, that's a bit cooked, isn't it?
Yeah. With my barn friends. What is that? Is she mates with, like, the little dog that hangs around?
I think it's like the
chickens.
The saddle club.
Oh, like, it's like a community of other people that want to be other animals?
No, she just would have gone to it like a they call saddle clubs over in America, but pony club. So her barn friends were just like her mates.
They all act like horses too.
Correct, yeah. And then she's just sort of stuck with it. They've grown out of it, and she's now 17.
Do you think they have jockeys that ride them as well?
No. No one rides
them. Jockeys.
No jockeys.
They're
no jockeys.
Free running horses.
She says, I jump around and I gallop around on all four legs and try to mimic horses best I can. Some people think it's very unique and interesting, and they support me. But a lot of people thinks it's very weird and strange, she goes on to say, which
I'm
I can
in that,
certainly
I'm
understand.
In that camp.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jade? I feel like you're a horse girl sympathiser.
I am, because you know what? I understand what she means, because I used to go around mimicking being a horse, and I used to... Yeah.
How old were you when you did that?
8.
26.
6. 8.
And how old,
8 and 6.
How old is horse girl?
17.
Yeah, look. Big difference. Big difference.
Oh, it's just unbelievable, though, how she's on all fours, and then she'll go to take a jump. Her front paws, or her arms, I guess, her hands, come off the ground. Her hooves come off the ground, and she does like this. She'd be unbelievable at high jump because she's been training all her life. And she leaps, and her front of her body goes over the bar, and then, like, it's sort of like her hind legs or her back legs are just like a frog and just go whoop, back over like a slinky.
Are you jealous of her skill and wished you got famous off this?
No. Are you?
No, because I just, like, it's just something you were into, and you still do love a horse name.
I just think it's
and
incredible.
I just wondered deep down. If you like,
you'd love to let loose in a paddock, Jade.
I don't
with a
know
bunch
why
of jumps,
you guys always think I'm jealous of everyone
with
in the world.
With your barn friends,
far from it.
Have you got some barn? Do you have any barn friends?
No.
Do you wish you did?
No, I don't. I don't.
All right, Jade, can you please do the horsey? If there was ever a time to do the horsey sound.
All right.
Just get back from your microphone.
I'll do it one time.
Thank you.
Okay, ready?
Yep. Now, you tell me.
Who the real horse girl is.
Can the real horse girl please stand up?
Oh, Jade, sit down. It's all right. We're doing a show.
Lads versus lasses up next. It's Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes, guys. Currently, looking at the leaderboard, lads are on 18 gold stars versus 17 for the lasses.
We're clawing back.
If you want to play, we need one guy, one girl. On offer today, passes, family passes, in fact, to Maitland Jail, guys. Brand new school holiday fun there. You can join Snitch the Rat and his jail friends when you take part in Snitch's Jail Exploration, a self-guided audio tour of Maitland Jail. If you want those passes, give us a call and go out and meet Snitch the Rat.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
Yeah, today on offer, we have a family pass up for grabs for Maitland Jail, school holiday fun. You can take the whole fam and you can join Snitch the Rat and his jail friends when you take part in Snitch's Jail Exploration, maitlandjail.com.au.
Sounds fun.
We need a lass this morning. We do have a lad. His name is Peter. Good morning. Got to press the button, Matty. Hey, Peter.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Peter, good. I hear you're not a Trump fan. Your lucky number is 12 and your dream car is a Jag E-Type.
Yes.
Is that correct? A Jag E. I don't think I've ever seen one of them. How much would that cost you?
Oh, wow. I don't know these days.
Well, we can do a live Google for you right now, Peter. A Jag E Type. Wow, that's a very nice car.
Are you after the original, or are you wanting a brand new one?
No, they stopped making them years ago.
Yeah, right. So they're the James Bond car, aren't they?
It's really nice, actually.
For a 1963 model, $200,000.
Oh, there you go.
You're a man with expensive tastes.
Only $199,000 short.
All right, let's get into it.
Okay, Peter, your first question is, what was the name of Paris Hilton's first single?
Wow, I think as in a music single.
Yeah, she had a single.
Several songs.
Surprised at me as well. Don't worry, Peter.
Yeah. Oh, was it called Nails on the Chalkboard? I don't know.
No. Stars are blind.
No. I want to give Peter the points because it was so creative.
I just realised Little Miss 2 Hours there is a big Paris Hilton fan. Sorry, Jade.
Yes, thank you. She's a nice girl.
You know what, Peter? I've actually found some Paris Hilton Stars are Blind for you.
Oh, here it is.
Isn't it good?
Yeah. I'm surprised that's not on high rotation at New FM. I can't believe it.
Look, just quickly, Peter, holding the thing here. If you're a female, we still need a woman to play on 131009.
All right, question number two for Peter.
Peter, the brand Sally Hansen is famous for what? A, lingerie, B, lip plumper, or C, hair removal cream?
I think it's the hair removal.
Incorrect,
no.
Unfortunately.
Lip plumper.
Jeez.
What
was it?
Lip plumper.
Oh.
It's like a lip gloss that tingles your lips.
Do you have plump lips, Peter?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I.
I'd ask my wife, but she's been socially distancing from me since before COVID, so...
I like that.
So do I. It's a bit of fun.
All right, third question. Let's hope you get one, okay? How many times has Nicole Kidman been married?
What?
Correct.
Correct. Good one point work. On the board. Peter, I do believe we have a lass to challenge you this morning. It's Diana Crevo.
Hey, Diana, how are you?
Good, how you going?
Really good. All right. Are you ready to take on Peter? You've only got to get more than one right. So two okay. right, and you're in with those Maitland jail passes to hang out with Rat the Rat.
Snitch the Rat. Snitch the Rat.
All right. Question number one.
Yeah.
Is an impact driver is used for which of the following? A, breaking up concrete. B, driving motor oil into an engine, or C, driving in screws?
Impact driver is a C, isn't it?
Correct.
Yay!
One point.
1 point on the board. All right, remember, and no pressure, if you get this next one correct,
yep.
You've won instantly.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so no pressure. Here we go.
All right.
Question two. Recovery tracks are used for what?
Are they for, like,
four
drives or something to get them out?
Yes, that's correct. You got it. Getting them unbogged.
Yay, you've
Diana, there you go. Congratulations. You're off to Maitland Jail to hang out with Snitch the Rat. Have you got any kids, Diana?
I do. I've got two girls, and I think a trip to the jail would just be perfect.
Well, do you know, I think it's great.
Scare them straight.
Exactly. If you've got misbehaving kids these school holidays, take them out to the jail. Imagine sleeping in here, little one.
Now wash the dishes.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
You know, I'm sick of the judgment that I cop on this team. I'm really over it sometimes. Do you know what, Jade? You just made a comment about how much I've been buying and eating from the lunch truck that comes around here every day.
Mm.
You know, when I was at Mum's over the weekend, she was in tears.
In tears? What's wrong? What's wrong with poor Maddie's mum?
I'm like, what's up, Mum? And she's a very emotional person, so she can cry at the drop of a hat. She goes, Maddie, I'm just looking at you. And she's like, oh, you've really let yourself go.
Oh.
I'm like, oh.
Family can say that, though.
You know, I knew I put on a few extra kgs, but, you know, I never expected tears.
Excuse me. I was very supportive. I just said it's
now
good.
I'm copping it from
I
you.
I said to Maddie, I said, oh, please. You should start. You said, this was Maddie 5 minutes ago, everyone. Oh, Jade, that smells good. And I said, oh, yeah, because I eat yogurt muesli with blueberries in the morning. And I said, oh, you should start bringing your own brekkie to work.
Brekkie, yeah.
And I said, and you're like, oh, I did. I brought my own lunch too. And I said, oh, that's good. I said, because you were really starting to, you know, get a little bit too crazy with the lunch truck that comes by, because it's not always the healthiest of food.
What do you mean? A deep fried sausage with cheese in the middle? What's wrong with that?
It's definitely not the healthiest to have every day.
Yeah. No, well, I'm trying to be healthy. I mean, look.
What did you got today? Salmon or something?
Yeah, steamed salmon and veggies.
Now, that's a healthy option and delicious, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, really.
You know
good.
What, though? You drop the weight quick. When Maddie actually dies, you can just...
Yeah.
You're like a magician, a fat magician.
Well, it's all in preparation. What? A fat magician.
You're like a bit...
Like, it's a compliment, because you can drop it really
quick. It's always
quick.
Just a compliment it with is. You, isn't it, Jay?
I wish I could drop it that quick.
Please, hey, Jackson, take that bit off the logger for us, please. You're like a fat magician.
Thanks.
Guys, let's just change the topic here, because poor Maddie's copping it.
Fat-shamed left, right and centre. Now I know how the Biggest Loser contestants feel. You know, when Michelle Bridges is screaming at them.
Whipping them into shape. Sunday night, right, came back from Sydney, just chilling out at home with Emmy and sort of just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, suddenly, hey, Look at this. She's really into this brand of, like, cooking pot called La Creuset. Have you ever heard of them?
Can't relate, no.
They're this fancy French enamel cooking pot. They're, like, the ultimate thing to cook with, mm-hmm. right?
Have you ever seen him get so excited about something?
Pots and pans.
Fancy French pots and pans.
So one of these... If you buy it, like, brand new, go down to, like, Meijer or something, $450 for one. Emmy found one, $150, but we had to go to the Central Coast, in her words, right now, or we're not going to get it, right? Because it's so competitive.
Wow.
So we got in the car at, like, 8:30 at night and drove over an hour.
You're kidding.
To pick up a cooking pot.
Millionaire Mark and his woman strikes again.
$150 on a used pot.
It was new in the box. It was new in the box.
Pretty good. That's a long way to drive for a pot, though.
For one cooking pot. Like, looking back on it, I'm thinking, am I absolutely mad?
I think so.
So what I thought we could do, bit of fun, 13:10:09, how far did you travel to buy just one thing?
I mean, you did this recently as well, Jade.
I did as well.
Yeah, you both.
It happens.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
How far did you travel to buy something?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I think this happens a bit with people buying, like, cars or pets or something, because often
understandable,
you find that one thing that you're like, this is the one, and you just have to go and get it, doesn't matter how far away it is.
Well, you do it a fair bit, because you bought Molly your Whippet from Molong.
Yeah, which is about 5 hours away.
You really did
sum it up correctly, though. There are two things you can get away with travelling heaps for, and that is a pet or a car. You went and purchased a cooking pot, a fancy enamel cooking pot.
Like 8:30 at night or 8:45, we got in the car and drove over an hour to this random person's house on the Central Coast, and then you ding-dong,
did they not? Like, I always get weirded out when someone says, oh, are you going to be home around 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah, that's weird. No, weird time to go.
Thinking back, it was a bit weird, but she was like, the first person to get here gets it. Like, that was the situation. She obviously just wanted it gone, wanted the cash.
Yeah.
So, like, this is the opportunity.
On what
Let's
night?
Go.
Is it like a Saturday night?
Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday. I was going to say maybe she wanted to go on a bender.
Well, it's possible. It's a long weekend, you know.
Crevo, talk to me.
Mm.
You're using your new pot, right? Mm-hmm. Does it make the food taste better? In such an expensive pot?
I don't know, mate. Probably not really, but it's good to cook in.
Get your shirt on.
It's good to cook in. I'll just say that.
All right, we're going to Michael. How far did you go to buy something?
I went from Newcastle to Dubbo to pick up a bottle of Bundaberg rum.
Oh, that's what? Right. This was a special limited edition. You've called the show before.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. It was like the Jonathan Thurston, wasn't it? Like the Queenslander.
I remember. That means we've done this memory before as well.
Probably have.
Recycling content.
Well, thanks for joining the show.
Yeah. Remind us about this Bundy rum.
Have you drunk it yet?
No, it's still on the shelf looking at me.
How much was it again? It was like...
It wasn't very dear. It was only $65, but Dan Murphy's wouldn't ship it, so I had to drive up there to buy it.
So you just went to a bottle-o to get it?
Yeah, I went to Dan Murphy's, yeah.
It was a Jonathan Thurston edition, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Wow, Jade, I've got to give you 10 points for that.
Because I don't remember any of those details.
You would have called the show with this story like maybe a year or 18 months ago. Wow.
Yeah. Yep, long time ago now.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I'm glad we haven't turned you off.
Yeah.
It's always good. Thanks, Michael.
Cheers, Michael.
Long drive to Dubbo, five hours from here.
At least each way.
Well, you used to live there, right?
Yeah.
At
long
least.
Long drive. And a lot of it's a bit boring, too. Yeah. It's just a long, straight road.
Hey, guys, Love It or Loathe It coming up next. Got Crevo and Jade's thoughts coming up on the Daily Topic. And we're chatting Borat today. Remember him?
Yeah, I love Borat.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
I'm a big
married
fan.
To an Aussie.
Isla Fisher, yeah.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Loathe it.
You right there, Jade?
Yeah, I was dancing to the song.
Hey, this is where we get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's Daily Topic. And guys, today we're chatting Borat.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, I'm going to say love it.
Yeah, I love
fan.
It. Funny.
Okay, well, funny. Why do you love it? Just the hilarious...
Yeah, just the sense of
cultural
humor.
Cultural phenomenon.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he actually does, like, stitch these people up. And, you know, turn up in these ridiculous situations, oftentimes risking getting arrested and stuff, all for entertainment.
Talented actor.
Very funny, the first film. Mm. Now, you would think that the second film, which is getting released this month, would be kind of, isn't it done?
No,
it's been a big gap.
Not if he can get away with it again. Awesome.
I've got a grab from the trailer. Have you guys heard it?
No.
Let's hear.
Here we go.
14 years ago, I released a movie film which brought great shame to Kazakhstan. But now I was instructed to return to Yankee Land to carry out secret mission.
I go to America!
I can't wait to watch this.
It's going to be good.
It's just been done, hasn't it? That character. Like, let it live. Let the one film, you know, stay as a cultural icon, iconic film. This, no good.
Because I think right now, especially in America, people are, you know, they're not expecting that kind of thing to happen.
Mm.
So I think the stuff he might get away with might be amazing.
He's too well known now. As that character, like, don't you think that kind of just blows the whole thing open?
It's been years since the last movie.
And also, you got to remember, America's a big place with a lot of people who just probably haven't seen that movie.
Yeah.
Well, rumor is he's targeting VP Mike Pence.
Now that I want to see.
That'll be good.
So he's dropping it before the election on Amazon Prime, so you can watch it online. It's not released at the movies, obviously, but yeah, he's dropping it right before the election.
So I really want to see it.
I'm guessing it'll be, you know, anti-Trump and whatnot.
Pence with his pants down.
It'll be funny.
you guys love him. See, I've only known Sacha Baron Cohen as Borat. Apparently, Jade is a great singer.
Yeah, actor.
Great, serious, dramatic actor.
Yeah, he really is. Wow. He's go down the wormhole.
Give me a recommendation.
Oh, what was he in? He was in
True Fans.
No. I'm not a true fan.
Just saying.
I want to say Les Mis and stuff. Like he was in one of those.
Yeah, cool.
Like musicals.
I think there's like a bank robbery type movie he's in as well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he looks exactly the same. The guy hasn't aged.
No, that's true. He's drinking from the same, secret fountain of youth that, certain celebrities seem to.
You reckon? He's got a hot wife. As if she would be attracted to him, though, wearing that Borat outfit.
Yeah, you would, because when you marry someone, you love them for who they are and everything about them.
Like, do you reckon he's getting the mankini out in the bedroom?
I'd hope not.
She wants me into it.
You love the mankini. You were all for the mankini the other week.
That's right.
What?
You loved the mankini or the brokini that they're calling it.
No, I just thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. News time up next at 6:56. And guys, very exciting. After 8:30 today, we are chatting to former Australian Idol judge Mark Holden.
This is cool.
Who has a brand new podcast called The Idol Archive. So this thing is just full of backstage idol scandal. The Touchdown King, or the Carnation King?
The Carnation King.
Well, apparently some of the scandals just need to be heard to be believed.
Yeah, like apparently Anthony Kalia got a death threat at the finale and he had like Secret Service and like they really...
That's next level.
Full on stuff.
For Australian Idol.
Yep.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Nobos. Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Nobos.
A big thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe, happymobilecafe.com.au, beautiful coffee. Oh, it's always a treat, isn't it?
Just goes down smooth.
They always put a nice sticker on our cup. Mm. I like the small touches in life. What did you guys get?
I got satin as well.
I think I got another planet with rings.
I think I actually got Jupiter because mine's bigger than yours.
Oh, wow, look at yours. Joe, how big is yours, Kruver?
We're all comparing sort of ball things.
I've got a really small one.
Tiny ball.
Yours is pretty big. Mm. Interesting.
You got the dwarf planet.
You've got a massive one.
I think I got Jupiter.
That's huge.
Jeez, look at the size of that thing.
Look at the ring on that.
Does it have a dot on it? Like the circle, the storm?
The eye.
There is some sort of marble glaze.
You've got two rings.
Must be Jupiter, Hamish.
Jupiter does have a small ring, but Saturn's the one in... Yeah,
with the big ring. Visible ring.
Anyway, great coffee, guys.
Anyway, my friend was on Instagram over the weekend, and she posted this. She posted a business, who I'm not going to say, but the description for this business was, "This was the worst restaurant I have ever been to. I can't even begin. ... Worst food, worst service, worst atmosphere. Took over 2 hours to get our terrible food." And the complaining goes on and on and on.
Is her name Karen?
It's not, but some could say it could be. But taking 2 hours to get your food is a long time. And then she said she got her food. She said it was absolutely terrible. It was cold. Wasn't what they ordered. Was all mixed up. And, normally, you can have a bad experience, like waiting that long, but highly unlikely considering she's always putting up on her social if she eats somewhere and she doesn't enjoy her food. So it's sort of gotten to the point now where she's known for complaining about her food. So I don't know if she's trying to get a free meal, but the only other option is the fact that she's just a food whinger. I think she's just... a food complainer. She just loves to complain about her food.
You know what? Stay home and cook your own meals.
It's almost where you want to say something, because I'm not kidding.
At least
once a fortnight, she's complaining about somewhere where she ate because the food wasn't good enough.
Can we call her?
Well, we could try. She's in Brisbane. They're an hour behind.
Look, we'll suss it out.
But the thing is that, you know, 13:10:09, do you know a food whinger? Is there someone in your life who constantly complains about their food, no matter how you cook it or maybe wherever you go, there's always something wrong. They're just a nitpicker.
Yeah. I think it happens a bit. Like people that just, it's never quite good enough.
And I love her. I'm not breaking our friendship over it, but it gets to a point where just like, I can't go out and dine with her ever again because I just know what's going to happen.
You just want to have fun and enjoy the meal.
Yeah. Jade, Maddie and
Creevo, the Novos. I think it's only fitting that we play this opener, guys, because we're asking for your food whinging calls.
That's right, on 13:10:09, do you know a food whinger? Maybe it's your kids. Maybe they hate their veggies. It could be anyone. This is because my girlfriend, she loves complaining about her food. She's actually known for it now in our circle of friends because about just recently, I don't know if she's just gotten inspired with all the food cooking shows over time to the point where she thinks she's an expert.
That's the problem.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone's a critic.
But, you know, she just loves to whinge about the food no matter where she goes. I can't deal with it anymore, so I don't think I'm ever going to dine with her again.
Just too much.
Too much.
So I'm a reformed food whinger.
Mm.
Like back in the day, like I'm talking 10 years ago, I used to complain to Domino's if I got a bad pizza.
Oh, Manny.
Really?
I'm glad. Yeah. What made you change your ways?
Just because I became the butt of all jokes with my friends. Like, yeah. Oh, let's order pizza. Actually, let's not. Maddie will complain.
But like, all good on you for changing your ways.
No, but, you know, at some points it was valid. But then I weighed my relationship up with Domino's and I thought, you know what? They give me more pleasure than pain. So why am I giving them so much grief all the time?
I'm proud of you.
Was part of it you trying to get free pizzas out of the situation?
Absolutely not.
Right, okay.
When you get a soggy meat lover's pizza, no good. Very disappointing.
You mean the 14-year-old didn't do a great job?
Well, we actually put this on Facebook, guys, and Rebecca says, yes, my hubby is a food whinger. He hates my food. Every meal I cook, hates gravy, hates spag bol. I cook 3 different meals per night. Per night.
You're a bit of a food whinger as well, Jade.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, Creevo is. Mr. High and Mighty over here with fine dining taste.
Hey, good morning, Gabby. Do you know a food whinger?
Oh, man, I have to dub myself in, guys.
Oh, Gabby.
Gabby.
Tell us more.
Well, I never, ever complain about restaurants online, and I don't complain to the restaurant. It's more like my poor, long-suffering partner needs to listen to me being like, well, this could have used a little bit more salt. They clearly haven't seared that side enough. And, like, it's often, if you pay good money to go to a high-end restaurant, you expect it to be high-end and you expect them to get stuff right.
Look, that is very true. If you're paying good money for a high-end restaurant, look,
I actually agree with that.
Leopard never changes its spots. I do agree with that, honestly.
No, if you're paying good money for something, 100%.
See, I'm of the opinion, like, if you're just out, just enjoy the experience, go with it. If it's a little bit less salty than it should be, is that really going to ruin the night? It shouldn't.
I couldn't handle somebody, Gabby. I don't know if you agree. Say if you go to, I don't know, your local on a Wednesday night and they do the $9.90 steak special and you order it medium rare and it comes well done. Are you complaining over that?
No, I'm sitting there sulking to myself secretly, but I would never complain.
It's like, yeah, that's good.
Pay $9.90, that's what you're getting.
There's a standard, like there's a minimum amount where you can go and complain. Like if you're paying, you know, $60 for a main, like, and you get a steak and you ask for, you know, to be medium rare and it's well done, send it back. Mm. I'm all for that. Or give me a discount because I don't like wasting food. But if you go to a pub and it's a $10 meal, the audacity to go to that owner of the pub and say, give me another one.
Yeah, I can't stand people like that.
You mean like a Domino's pizza, maybe?
He's reformed.
Good on you, Maddie.
Thanks, Gabby.
You changed your spots.
Big corporation. Thanks, Gabby.
They can suck up the loss.
No, well, they anyway, let's not get into this. I still do think that, like, if you do get a if you spend over $50 on a meal,
yeah,
and it's bad,
send it back.
Well, I used to spend that much on Domino's. I would.
They won't spit in it at all.
Well, like, when you're spending $50 on Domino's, you expect it to be perfect.
Do you? I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, moving on. Very good. What's the goss up next? Jackson, do you know what?
Yeah.
You, I know you, back in the day, used to spend a lot of money on Domino's. Would you get filthy if you got it delivered and it was all soggy?
Yeah, and probably. You'd complain? But I'm just like, typical boy, I'll eat anything.
Yeah, oh, I still ate it.
Yeah.
I'm just not very upset.
I cringe when people complain around me, so.
Yeah, not a big complainer.
not fussed. hey, do you know who is complaining? Who? Everybody who watches Tyra Banks on America's Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, she's bombed. I'll tell you about that. Also, too, remember how I was telling you about that memoir from Mariah Carey not mentioning James Packer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We finally have a reason why.
Oh.
I can't wait for this.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yes, producer Jackson is here. I'm dying to find out why Mimi didn't put out for James Packer.
Yeah, okay, so she sat down with The Guardian and they basically asked her, why was this engagement not included? And she's basically given this response.
I don't know her.
So, she pretty much just said, if it was a relationship that mattered, it's in the book. If it did not matter, it didn't occur. And then the guy who's interviewed her has said, but you're engaged, so... like, what's the deal? And she said, it doesn't matter. She's doubled down. We didn't have a physical relationship, to be honest with you, and that's where I stand.
So he's popped,
interesting.
He's busted out one of the bigger rings of all time, and it's just meant nothing to her.
I don't know her.
So weird, isn't it?
She's an interesting creation, Mariah Carey, but have you heard the rumours? She's heading down under to replace Delta.
No.
Apparently, they're in final talks with her to secure that contract.
She would. It'd be fascinating to see the behind the scenes of what she demands for her, like, you know, setup and stuff.
Well, she's had one go on the merry-go-round with this sort of thing.
Has
we
she
all
already?
Remember American Idol.
American
her
Idol.
Her and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, that's iconic, right? They, they absolutely went at
it. They hated each other.
Now, I would assume that getting Mariah Carey on board for something's like buying a car that you know has issues and it's going to break down on the freeway. But I have heard, so I know a guy that worked on American Idol with Nicki Minaj
and
Mariah Carey said that Minaj was a disaster. Mariah Carey was actually quite nice and easy to work with.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So do you think that whole her like diva attitude is actually a facade to create, like, part of her character, but behind the scenes, she's an absolute gem.
Possibly.
No, I mean...
That's a weird thing, isn't it? I think that's her, though.
That is Mariah. Like, her whole career is built on this premium image. Like, I'm a premium artist. And I think when she was with Nicki on Idol, it was just not compatible.
Didn't work.
Like, she's very professional, Mariah.
She acts like a rock star.
What's she doing the voice here, though?
Oh, getting
like,
cash.
She can do better
a lot of money.
This.
No, but what you got to remember, in COVID times, for entertainers, there's not a lot of options. And if you can get a paycheck
somehow... It's
Mariah
Carey.
Didn't she just release an album?
Money.
Yeah, she released a song, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't done well, has it?
It's not... Look, releasing a song, even at her level, is nothing compared to TV money. That's the truth of it.
I love the shade Jay just threw. Mariah Carey's new album?
I don't know.
Very quickly, moving on to Tyra Banks. So she's hosting Dancing with the Stars over in the States. People are saying it's an absolute disaster. So this happened last night. She announced the wrong winners. Now, no one knows who they are in Australia. So, the wrong eliminees, sorry. So,
please come back. Please have Monica come back. There's been an error.
in our control room, but we're making it happen.
This is live TV, right? This is the craziness of live TV.
I'm so sorry. This is live TV. I was reading my cards, but my cards were wrong. So here we go.
She's no Gretel Colleen, is she?
Classic deflection.
Blaming the person who wrote the cards.
She doubled down on Instagram after.
It's really unfortunate that certain people thought they were safe and they weren't and had to get called back. And it's a mess, but it's my job as the host to keep the show going and to try to figure out, handle what's going on, you know, behind the scenes, control room, all that.
You know, the producers are like,
I don't know her.
Because she did absolutely none of that.
I find Tyra so annoying to watch on live television. Top model, loved her on that. Like, when she hosted AGT and this, awful.
Yeah, top model, she was just a...
In her
element. Do you know what? Top model, you've got a script. It's not live. It's all pre-recorded. Do you know what I mean? Live TV is a different kind of ball game.
You've got to be so well prepared, I think, and that's what people don't realise. They think, oh, live, it's live. You just do it in the moment.
Well, they dropped her from AGT.
She got fired.
Probably why.
Yeah.
No,
interesting.
No, didn't prepare enough.
Well, the producers were just like,
I don't know her.
See ya.
It's 7:30 with the Novas. Thank you, Jackson. We are playing What's My Age Again up next, Grevo.
That's right. So we need a couple of people. 13:10:09 to get involved. We listen to voices all the time, so we claim to have a great talent at guessing ages. Your job is to fool us. Now, we do have a little scorecard going here. What's the score at the moment?
Crevo, you're on 3. Maddie and I are tying on 2.
All right. Tip the scales if you dare. 13:10:09, get involved.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
What's My Age Again playing next, Crevo?
That it is. So we need a couple of people on the phone. 13:10:09, give us a buzz, and around the team we compete to try and get the closest to your age. This is all because we think we're good at guessing people's ages.
I've so got this today.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you reckon you're going to get a couple of points on the board?
I think so.
We'll
I'm
see.
Feeling confident.
He's got
we'll
some
see.
Pep in his step.
I sure do.
I reckon I've got it. So we'll see. Who's
I don't think
got
I have it at all. But I will try.
13:10:09 to get involved. Watch My Age Again plays next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Yeah, every Wednesday, 7:40, we play this game. It's very simple. Around the team, we try and guess your age. Just a little competition between us at the moment. I'm winning 3 points. Both Jade and Maddie on 2 points. Mm. The game continues.
All right.
Feeling confident.
Yeah?
Yeah, you are today. I'll see how I go.
You're off your
been
game
been hit and miss
bit.
Lately. All right. Jenny, good morning.
Hi, how are you, Jade?
Good, thank you. So, Jenny, I'm going to ask you your first question to try and get to know you a little bit better. What kind of hat did you last wear?
Oh, a sun visor.
Sun visor. Interesting choice. Does that mean because you play tennis or something, or out in the yard?
No, just being by the pool.
Okay.
That's an older person's hat. I'm thinking.
I don't know.
They're in again at City Beach. I went in there the other day and there was visors
maybe
everywhere.
I'm totally wrong.
They're
on
like
that
the
one.
Fluorescent bright colours, the see through. Okay. Question number 2. Do you own or play any video games, Jenny?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. I think we've got this.
So do I. All right, Jade, take your guess.
39.
I'm going to go 41.
I'm going to go 42.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
62.
62.
Wow.
So
okay.
The closest without going over would be Maddie.
Oh, yes. 1 point. Thank you.
Congratulations,
very good.
Maddie.
Thank you, right. Jenny.
You're
you
good
sound
feeling.
Very young for a 62-year-old, Jenny.
Must be up and about playing sports and stuff.
Yeah, 100%. Next caller, Cherie. Good morning. Hello, Cherie.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey,
doing good.
Doing good. Cherie, question number 1 for you. What is your favourite alcoholic beverage?
It'd have to be champagne.
Champagne, classic.
Timeless.
Yes.
Okay.
Not a classic.
Yeah, it's not a at the clubs drink though, is it? It's more like, you know, a little more mature. All right, next question. Yeah. What kind of car do you drive?
Oh, I drive a SUV.
SUV. Okay. Do you want to give a brand? Give a brand.
A Mazda.
Mazda SUV. All right, Jade, take a guess.
I'm going to say 35.
I was going to say that too. I will go 37.
I'm going to go 32.
Oh, sorry, guys. 47.
Oh, Jade.
Jade.
No, you.
Oh, Maddie.
Yes.
Maddie.
Yes, very good. Thanks, Cherie. Appreciate
your
that.
Your good feeling is paying off.
Yeah, right. Way off with the ages, though.
Yeah, terrible. All right. Paul is up next. How are you doing, Paul?
Good, mate, good.
Excellent. All right, question number one. What was your last birthday present?
Underwater camera. GoPro.
Snazzy.
Good present.
All right, Jade, question number two for you.
Okay. Do you have kids? If so, how many?
Zero
kids. He's a bachelor.
Paul sounds young and ready to go.
Not
with
really
his sports
a
camera.
Real young name though.
I reckon Paul is young at heart.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Guess, Jade.
I'm going 34.
I'm going 48.
I think 28.
38.
34. Yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah, Paul, you're living the life, aren't you? Just single man. You got any women in your life at the moment?
I do actually.
Oh, and very good.
Some people would think I live a life, but yeah.
Yeah,
my eyes, not so much.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you got an underwater camera and a woman. It. What more do you want?
Thanks, Paul. Enjoy, mate. Guys, coming up next, we're chatting to our friend NASA. Of course, we've had a big challenge here on the show, and that is for him to get us one of his so-called celeb mates to come on our show for an interview.
He's got a big black book, he says.
That was about, what, three weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, we've had two fails. Week one and week two, he's just under-delivered every time.
Yeah.
Still no guests, so we're going to call him and see if he's got one for us.
Time to check in.
I think time to cut him off after this, I think, for a while.
If
he can't deliver today.
All talk, no substance.
Let's see how he goes. It's right. Over to him, though,
NASA
to deliver.
Coming up next with an update. Has he found us a celeb guest? We'll find out next.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
NASA is joining us in a second, guys. Of course, this was the challenge that we set him 3 weeks ago.
Was it that long ago?
Take a listen.
Here's what we want you to do, right? Want you to get into your little black book, start flicking through it, and we want you to bring us the biggest celebrity, aside from you, that you can to the show. So we want you to convince them to come on our show.
He talks a big game. He talks a big game, and God has he promised. Chad from Big Brother, that's a no. Cyclone Cyrell from Maths, that's a no.
Gladys
Berejiklian, the Premier, that's a no. Now, he did promise us last week that we would get to chat to Ita Buttrose.
Oh, yes, his neighbour.
His neighbour.
In the same building.
Has he delivered? Let's find out.
The first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my head. 9, 10 and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What do you know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
NASA, good morning.
Hello.
Well, good morning to the three musketeers.
Now, we are very excited because we can't wait to chat to Ida. Have you got her on the phone for us?
Well, see, I'm in negotiations. That's the thing. If you need quality, hang on a minute. If you need quality, you have to wait for it.
Oh,
if
that's
you want
trash,
you can get it any time you want. There's trash everywhere, right? Mm. But you need quality, you have to wait for it. So it's a lot of negotiations.
Okay.
I mean, we are talking about a woman that heads the ABC. And, you know, last night that we had the budget, so they were very, very busy. Mm. But she did promise that she will do this for me.
Really?
Because I almost begged her, basically, to say, come on, you got to do this for me. It's a challenge. I have to deliver the goods.
NASA.
These guys are your fans.
No.
Do you have a date for us yet or what?
Well, no, but I will have a date. I promise you I will. It's just in negotiations, you know, that, like, I've got to move around to a few other people. I can't just grab her. And see, if I grab her in the morning at 7, you guys are sort of on air, so it's like I don't have a VIP phone number where I can ring you and say, look, here's the direct line to, like, the president. You and the president have a red
NASA.
Phone.
NASA, you do have our direct line. And I've been waiting a very long time to do this, NASA, but you know what? You're getting the shame bell.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no! Oh,
no!
Shame. Now, shame.
Now, another thing I want to bring up, NASA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yesterday, I was listening to the Kyle and Jackie O podcast, another show that's on our station here, and they had on their show as a guest Gladys Berejiklian, another person that you promised to us and have not delivered. What's going on there? How come they got her and we didn't?
Well, I think their budget is much, much bigger, you see.
They're not paying her.
And this sort of audience is a Gladys audience, you know, like, they appeal to...
We're in New South Wales.
...of Sydney. Well, no, you appeal to lovely people. You appeal to humble people. You appeal to people that are working class.
NASA, we're getting off track.
You're such a tease.
NASA, what's going on?
You're a naughty boy, aren't you?
Do we say that you've officially failed the challenge, NASA? Because we're 3 weeks in. We can't keep doing this, NASA. You've disappointed week after week.
I will deliver. I'm telling you, this just got to take time.
Just get us anyone, NASA. I don't care if it's Ida Burrows. Just get us a maths contestant. We need somebody to come on the show.
Casey Donovan.
Okay, leave it with me. I will. I might even get you a bachelorette. Like, what about a bachelorette?
We've got a bachelorette.
Already coming up next hour, NASA. We've got the bachelorette.
Which one?
Not Ellie, the other one.
Becky.
Yeah. Have you?
And we've also got Mark Holden on the show.
Mark Holden.
Talking about his idol days the scandal. How did we get them? We're not celebrities. We don't have any special contacts.
Okay, let me tell you. Mark Holden is not really a celebrity. I mean, he was a celebrity in the 1960s when I wasn't even born.
Yeah.
But and Becky from The Bachelorette, well, she needs all the publicity she can because I think the show's going to be a failure, to be honest with you.
It's not the same as your season of Mass. We get it.
Give us one more chance.
Show us the goods.
NASA, next week we're going to call you, same time. Just get us someone.
I'm gonna have to work very hard now.
That's baby
steps. As soon as I get off this phone, I'm gonna start making phone calls.
Yeah, good. We should have been doing that a week ago.
I'm gonna get someone for you. But you know, like I said, the big ones you have to negotiate. And
we'll take anything at this point.
You know what this feels like? You know, when in a mobster movie, when the guy comes in and he can't pay,
and he doesn't
have the money. I don't have the money. Please give me one more week.
One more week.
Off you go, NASA. Get to
work.
Okay.
Bye, NASA.
See you, NASA.
Terrible.
Yet again. I have so much faith in him. Jade, you tell me every week, he's not going to do it.
We'll see. We've given him one more week.
Okay. And then we're canning it.
Then we'll see.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Head to ufm.com.au and register your details. BNUFM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hello, my name is Malachi. I'm 10 years old and I go to Waratah West Public School. And I'd love to say hi to my friends in Platinum Class. A cloudy day ahead with slight chance of a shower. We are expecting a top temperature of 24 degrees in the city and 25 degrees inland. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a slight chance of showers, most likely in the afternoon and evening. And sunny with light winds on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
The moment has arrived.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Oh, good job, Malachi. Round of applause, guys.
Good job, Malachi.
Yeah.
Killing it,
I was going to say, I've never heard of this before.
No, either. Platinum class at Waratah West. Sounds great.
Oh, so not a frequent flyer thing. It's an actual class thing. That's a great name for a class.
It's
more creative than 8M or 8G platinum class.
What a cool name as well. Malachi.
It's a good name.
Living life already.
It's such like a big star celebrity name, Malachi.
Definitely.
Well, I was going to say future radio career there, definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Malachi Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why he took Maddie's last name, but that's a bit weird. But
Well,
Maddie ever adopts.
You know what? I love that segment.
So great.
It's so nice. If you want to be our next weather whiz, kid, newfm.com.au, enter your details and we could be calling you.
That's right. Now, Maddie, Jade, I think I've got something I want to talk about next. A bit of a right or wrong.
Mm.
Right? And 13109 to get involved with this, because this lady has put up a trick for collecting extra Woolworths rewards points without spending any money.
Ooh.
And it's divided people on the internet, right? So basically what she's doing is after she does her weekly shop, she then does a little like scavenger hunt around the Woolworths car park to pick up any receipts for people who have not registered a Woolies rewards card. Because then she then rings up or goes onto the Woolies website and says, "Oh, I didn't put this onto my card," and collects all the points.
Smart.
A lot of people are saying
no,
she's
greedy.
Cheating the system and is greedy, whereas some people are going, just smart.
Yeah, smart. Nothing wrong with it. And you know what? She's helping the environment at the same time. Picking up people's rubbish, why shouldn't she get a few extra points for that?
Do you know what I hate about this story?
What?
People have zero care for the time they spend doing these things. Is your time not valuable? Can you not put a price on the time that it takes to go and collect these receipts from a car park to get, like, what do you get in return for
you get,
it, honestly?
You get free money.
No, but you, what, like, what do you get?
$10 every 6 months.
Yeah, but it all adds up. And if you don't get it every month or a couple months, it depends how much you shop.
So scabby.
But people actually save up those vouchers at Christmas time. So a lot of families get their groceries for free at the end of the year because they've saved their points.
But
they
do.
But
she's cheating the system, though.
No, it's not.
Because it's like the system's set up to be fair.
Everyone
gets the amount of points they spent.
It's fair.
You are that person, Jade. Every time I've been to a Woolies with you where I've done shopping, you swoop in with your little key tag and scan it and get my rewards points.
Because you don't have a rewards card, so why shouldn't I get your points?
13109, are you Team Jade? This is absolutely fine. Go get them.
Yeah.
Or are you Team Maddie and this is greedy and she's cheating the system?
What do you think?
I think actually Team Jade on this.
Yeah, good, you entrepreneur.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Bit of a right or wrong here this morning after a woman posted her strategy online for cheating the Woolworths loyalty scheme. Basically, she runs around the car park after her weekly shop, grabs up all the receipts she can, and then registers them on her rewards card to get all the points.
I think that is perfectly fine.
What a waste of time.
Well, some people are saying that it's kind of stealing because it's actually those points belong to someone else.
Although they don't.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's a sneaky way of scamming the scheme. Other people are saying go for it. Jade, you reckon it's awesome
and she should
go for a life. Maddie, you think it's a bit cheeky and,
I don't think it's stealing. I'm more so from the side of
cheating the system.
No, just like, who has the time?
Some people do.
Like, who's really trawling around on their hands and knees in a Woolies car park looking for old receipts? Well, like, get a life.
You know what, Maddie? If someone's out there getting their groceries and they've got some time to kill, unlike you who orders their food with by delivery and stays in bed snoozing, then you know what I mean? Of course they deserve
it. Now, can you tell me who the loser is here? The guy in the bed ordering food or the person crawling around a Woolies car park?
She's not crawling.
I'm happy with my situation, thanks.
Mm. She's not crawling, but hey, I think she's doing a good
thing. What do you get? What, like, tell us what you get, because you're a fiend with this.
You accrue points.
You absolutely love the points.
Yeah, ooh. And so once you get 2,000 points, I think you get $10 off the shop. So, but
how many do you get, like, 1 point per week or something?
I think it's 1 point per dollar that you spend. So, but roughly, I don't quote me on that.
So you spend $2,000, you get $10.
Yeah, but the thing is, for families who might spend, you know, $300-$400 a shop a week, it adds up very quickly. And then you can claim your fuel. And at certain places, like, you can get extra points. So it all adds up. So a lot of families, like I said, save the vouchers and use it for Christmas at the end of the year, which is great.
You know what? I hate rewards programs because they're designed to just keep you shopping at that one spot.
Exactly.
Like, how dare you have some variety in your life?
Wow, yeah. Anyway, this is the debate. Mike, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah,
hey, Mike.
Good. Are you Team Jade? Do you reckon this is awesome, or are you Team Maddie and think this is an absolute load of garbage?
Team Jade, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, are you going to start doing it?
Oh, actually, I'm actually going to tell my wife to start doing it. My wife does all the shopping, and our whole Christmas is completely free because of the rewards cards, not just with Woolworths, but with Flybuys as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
completely free.
That's not just food, that's also presents are also free.
Oh, how much are you spending on groceries, Mike, to get that? Because this sounds like the best reward system of all time.
It is, it's good.
Well, she spends probably about $170 a week, but I'm not sure which one of these, if it's Coles or if it's Flybys, but one of them, we've got two cards, and if you don't use one of the cards for 1 week, I was sending an email saying if you spend like $50 a week, we'll give you the next 4 weeks, we'll give you $50 worth of points.
Points.
Okay.
And then it was use the other card, then send you an email to that card saying, you know, because they're saying you haven't been using it, if you spend $50 or $75 the next 4 weeks, we'll give you X as well.
So you've been gaming the system since way back in the day, haven't you, Mike?
You're my kind of people.
Yeah, my wife jumps between three different cards depending where she shops. One of them, we've got two cards, one in my name, one in hers, and she jumps between the two depending.
Happy days.
Genius.
You know what, Mike? Real talk. How much do you think if you could put a dollar value on it are you getting from these cards at Christmas?
At the end of the year.
To be honest with you, mate, I could not.
Because it sounds like you're having Jats and crackers for Christmas dinner with, you know.
Don't be such a skeptic.
No, I would have a clue, but she's right into it, and she gets a lot for us.
Hey, good on her.
I'm proud of you guys.
Thanks,
good
Mike.
Stuff, Mike.
Wow, I love it. You very rarely meet a bargain-hunting husband.
That's true.
Very rarely.
He's like a rewards card entrepreneur.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
the Jeff
that.
Jeff Bezos of rewards cards.
G'day, Shane. Hello, Shane. No, he's gone.
No,
Shane's dropped out.
New FM, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey,
hello.
Good. Who's this?
It's Deb.
Hello, Deb. Tell me, what are your thoughts on this? Greedy or not greedy?
Oh, I'm with Jade all the way.
Yeah.
No, like, seriously? Okay, I use Flybuys.
Yeah.
Okay, and Woolworths as well. But last year, with my Flybuys points, I had over $500 at the end of the year that I could shop for Christmas.
See, oh, so good.
Shopping through the week.
Wow, that's a lot. Like, same question to you. How often, like, how much are you spending each week to accumulate $500 worth of free money at the end of the year?
Roughly $100 to $150.
So it's not that much.
No, it's not.
It's not that much because, like the other guy said, they send you emails and you get bonus things like, so they'll say, oh, if you purchase, say, baby formula, you'll get 1,000 points. So if you're someone who has a baby and you're going to buy it anyway, that's
or you're sending it over to China. Great.
Absolutely loaded.
No, but you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Give me the shame bell.
Yeah, good.
I'm going to sign
shame,
up today.
Shame, Maddie. Shame. He's converted. I could see him. That's why he was asking so many questions. I'm like, damn, Don't sign up, Maddie. I want your points.
You owe me points now.
No, I don't.
Maddie's going to demand his points repaid.
No, sorry, it's great.
Coming up next, we are chatting to Becky, who is one half of the Bachelorettes this year. Mm. Two sisters, of course, Ellie, who we chat to earlier on this year. Both sisters going on together to find love.
Yeah, from Newcastle.
Competing for the same men.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
that
right.
weird?
Oh, it's a little bit. It'll be interesting to see if they
get catty.
Yeah, like what if they fall for the same guy? So we're going to chat to Becky after this, and I'm going to ask her that exact question
out. You're the eldest, Becky.
Can you win in a fight against Ellie?
Flip a coin. You get him. Oh, you get him.
Jade, Maddie, and Creepo, the Novos,
and we're chatting to the Bachelorette. Not.
Nah. We were meant to, but unfortunately, it got cancelled. But that's okay.
They're running late. So sick of these people.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. But we whatever. I just looked up some of the guys though, and some of them are very cute. Mr. Italy.
You're married, Jade. You're married.
You're married.
I know, but you can look.
Creevo, can you reenact Jade like literally 2 minutes ago?
Of course I can.
When she discovered Mr. Italy.
Let me just channel it. Oh, look at Mr. Italy's on there. He's got a sash and everything.
He does. He's wearing a sash with Mr. Italy on it.
It was more, oh, look at Mr. Italy.
Anyway, be interesting. There's always one that dresses up too. Jake, he dressed up as Cupid with wings and
what a wanker though, using wearing a sash, Mr. Italy sash. Please.
I don't like that. No, he's just proud. He's a peacock. Nothing wrong
Jade.
With that.
Got Jade.
I love a sash.
I'll tell you what, if he's wearing a sash, I don't think he's your way inclined, though. I think he's got some soul-searching to do.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think so. Nah.
What do you reckon?
I think he might go bat for the other side, maybe.
Oh, I know he's not batting
Eats
for the other
side of the buffet.
Absolutely. Hey, I'll tell you who is coming on the show next. Mark Holden, Idol. Were you guys a fan back in the day?
Back in the day, yeah.
I didn't really watch it, but, you know.
There wasn't as many channels back then.
That's right. It's iconic, especially the early seasons.
One of the most successful Australian reality shows of all time.
Absolutely.
And it's produced massive stars. Guy, Jessica Mowboy, Ricky Lee, mm-hmm. It goes on. Well, he's releasing a new podcast called The Idol Archives, spilling all the Idol tea. There's some scandalous stuff in this podcast.
It's unreal. Can't
I love
wait.
How Australian Idol's come back. Like, the old Idol.
Yeah.
It's a big fad now.
It is. It is like a cultural phenomenon. It's coming back, I think. There are rumours it's coming back. But anyway, we're chatting to Mark about all things Idol.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie and Creevo. Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free, kicking off at 9 with producer Jackson. And what's
Yo.
On the way?
I got Amy Shark, the woman that has the same hairdo as every girl I went to school with. Everybody
so
Rise,
unique.
Fresh from her. Aerosmith, Run DMC. Yeah.
Jade likes an old rocker. Look at her go.
I love it.
Well, I've seen Jade in a Run DMC t-shirt before.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Yeah. She likes them. Also, too, they're saying that Doja Cat is the top pick for people's Halloween costumes this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Really?
Good choice.
Yeah, I was shocked by this as well.
No, very good.
I don't know.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9. Up next, though, we are chatting to Mark Holden.
This is awesome.
The man of the hour.
Of course, we all remember him, the touchdown king from Australian Idol. He's releasing a new podcast spilling all the scandalous goss behind the scenes from Australian Idol. It's called The Idol Archives. We're going to chat to him next. I'm very excited about this.
Good. I'm actually excited he's doing this, revealing all, because everyone wants to know the dirty secrets behind
exactly.
the scenes.
Idol's scandal.
Idol's full of scandal.
Yeah.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
A brand new podcast out this Friday. It's called The Idol Archives. So it's a whole heap of scandal and chat with ex-contestants about what was going on behind the scenes of the show.
This is mm-hmm. so good.
He joins us right now.
Grand Royale.
Oh, don't you miss it. Mark Holden, good morning.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hello.
Really good, man.
Mate, we are so excited to have you on the show. We're all huge fans of the show. And this podcast sounds incredible. You're doing it with your daughter, yeah?
my daughter Katie, she's 25. She lives in Los Angeles, and she's been having a tough year. And she figured that the only thing she gets pleasure from is going for walks and listening to podcasts. And so she said, "Hey, Dad, let's do something together." And I said, "You know, I don't really want to. I'd love to do something with you." And she said, "Come on, how about we do something on Idol?" I said, "Okay. How about we interview ex-idols and see what they've been up to?" And I said, "Okay." I call her Bug. Her name is Katie. I said, "Okay, Bug. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You do everything."
I love it, mate. We can't wait for this. Like I said, now, I think this is a podcast we've all been waiting for, because I think there's a real craving for Idol at the moment.
Yeah.
Now, first episode is with Anthony Kalia. Now, you've got some pretty interesting stories on this podcast regarding him in particular, with the 2004 finale and a death threat. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. Well, I didn't. I guess I knew this, but you know, I'm slightly demented, so I've forgotten most things. So no, he reminded me that there was an actual guy that jumped off the stage at the opera house during the grand final.
Wow.
And it didn't go to air, but we saw it, and the police grabbed him, and he'd been under complete police guard that whole time. His parents had been flown up from Melbourne.
Jeez.
And he wasn't allowed to go anywhere, and I mean, basically it was
crazy, a
threat to kill him, you know.
Scary.
Which I didn't. I might have known about, but I've forgotten. So that's the beautiful thing. When Red Simons is a mate of mine, and when we get together and talk, we tell each other the same stories over and over again. But they're brand new every time.
Oh, what a great story! I never remembered that. You were there, mate.
I'm curious, because this apparently happens a lot in the music industry, but apparently it comes up with Damien Leith, that he was allegedly tricked into barely seeing a cent from his first album after winning the show.
That was a big record as well.
Yeah, that one was quite shocking to me. And actually, you know, I've been a barrister for the last 10 years, and Damien did approach me years ago and asked me about this. And once again, I forgot, so it was like it was brand new in the podcast.
Yeah.
But what happened was that when you go in, you and you're auditioning, every person that actually sees a judge signs a waiver, and in that waiver, he gave up his rights to any royalties from the first album.
There's that famous story, of course, with Dicko handing Guy his first $1 million check after his debut album. So what was the difference between the two of those?
Well, the difference was that when Damien put the record out, it was actually the recordings of the show.
Of course.
It wasn't a brand new album, because the first in the first seasons, you remember the guys, whoever won, would immediately do sort of 36 hours in a studio and make a record.
Mm.
What they decided with Damien was just to put out the actual performances on the television show. So that was the kind of reason why the production company claimed that they owned them all, and they kind of gave him a tip. You know, they gave him a little bit of a cash payoff. But it was a huge number one. You know, seven times platinum.
Yeah,
massive.
It should have been hundreds of thousands of dollars, and instead, I don't know what he got—a 20 grand tip or something or other.
Jeez.
And honestly, I think that's unconscionable. That really is upsetting, because as artists, you know, we you guys know it. I mean, you're lucky to have a hit.
And
maybe you get one or two hits in your life. And when you get those hits, you really do want to get a payday.
You need it, because you're going to rely on that for the next, you know, over time to
exactly
pay your bills.
Right.
It's so
one of the things that I do on the show is that I ask all of the idols, have they bought a house? Do they own any property? Because I do want to know what's happening with their family life, with their, you know, with what's going on in their world. And because I remember when I first had my very first hit, you know, back in 76, you know, I bought my grandparents' house for cash.
Wow.
And you know, over time I had to sell it, because, you know, I went broke. And but you know, it's something that you've got to do. You've got to be able to, you know, put, when you get a hit, you've got to be able to put that money into a unit or a house or something or other, because it's feast and famine, our business, as you guys, I'm sure, know perfectly well.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. Well, Damien is now in radio on his lovely wage. But he's made it work. He's made it work.
He has made it work, and he's not actually bitter about it. I mean, he's got a right to be bitter about it.
Yeah.
But so many of them have got beautiful families now. And are really in a great place, and that's been lovely. That's been really lovely. That's been lovely to hear.
You know what? It was such a sin when you weren't on the show anymore, because like I watched every season, and when they took you off, it just lost its heart. So it's good to hear your voice, Mark. Of all the contestants, legacy wise, obviously you've got your guys and your Jessica Mowboys, but like, yes. Who are you most proud of? You from your time on the show.
I love them all. I really do. I mean, you can't. I mean, Guy is so amazing.
Yeah.
And you just have to listen to his writing. You know, I mean, we used to get criticized as being, you know, this kind of crappy reality television show. Mm. But look at Guy's career.
Oh, yeah, it's undeniable.
But look at the songs he writes.
He's actually incredible live. I saw him at he was the pre-entertainment at Taylor Swift's arena tour a few years back, and he blew my mind. He sounded better than the recordings. I didn't think that was possible, but it is.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. You've said Jess Mowboy, but you know Casey. Look how Casey's come out
in the last few years,
because she had a few bad years, you know, early on where it was tough for her. Mm. But she's just blossomed into this huge star that everybody loves now. And it's just as you go down the line. One of the other things that I love is, for example, Anthony. Anthony promotes his own gigs. You know, he's an entrepreneur as well. But one of my absolute favorite stories. You know, I got fired by Idol in whatever that year it was.
Yeah.
Well, I thought when I got fired, I remember going into Channel 10, and it was like the world slowed down and the walls were melting and everything was bizarre.
Trippy, man.
It was really
trippy.
But here's the difference. When Axel Whitehead got fired.
Oh, when he exposed himself at the Arias. Yeah, yeah.
As he reveals on the podcast, he was actually on acid in the ear.
For him, the walls really were melting.
Wow, far out.
Mate, we can't wait for it. This Friday, the Idol Archives. And I just want to bring one more thing up with you, Mark. And we did see an article on you yesterday about your time on Dancing with the Stars. And I've got to say, you know what? You get so much crap for this. But I loved that performance of Bobo the Clown. I loved the moment when you went up to that panel of prudes and you threw that bucket of confetti in that old woman's face.
They do so stuck up.
It's so stuck up. We were doing Bobo the Clown impressions yesterday. Can I show you mine?
Please do.
Hey, Danny boy, you want a balloon? Out of 10, would you turn for me, Mark?
Okay, given that you've given me an impression,
yeah.
I'll give you an impression. Here's my impression of Shannon Knoll.
Okay.
You want a pill, mate?
Oh, there he is.
Big Panadol guy, I think, Shannon Knoll.
Yeah. Mark Olden,
thanks, mate. Bloody miss you on TV, mate. See you, buddy. Legend.
He's great.
What a great moment. That was so much fun.
Yeah. Hey, last call's up next, Jade.
Yeah, you can call and have a chat to us about anything you want on 13 10 09.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Hello.
Last call.
This is where you can call on 13 10 09 and have a chat about anything you want. Maybe it was something we spoke about earlier in the show. We did speak to NASA, Mark Holden, and we also talked about food whingers, people who just like to complain about their food.
Okay, let's go to Trish. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Novos?
Hello.
Good. Doing good.
Trish.
Yes.
Oh, good. You're there. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, now I can hear.
I just wanted to say, if it was all right with you guys, a big congratulations to my son, James.
Now, what has James done that warrants a radio shout-out today, Trish?
He's been playing soccer since he was four.
Yeah.
He's now 26, and he won his first grand final.
Oh, congratulations.
That's awesome. Good stuff.
He's always played soccer, always got in grand finals, but he actually won it, 3-1. and he was actually the goalkeeper. So I'm very proud of you.
Good job.
Good on you.
That's amazing.
Good, that's
good
awesome.
Grandma, Trish. Hey, yeah. Trish, did you hear our chat with Mark Holden?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did you find him sexy back in the day, the Carnation King?
Yeah, yes, he was.
Did you watch Idol? Remember he did those touchdowns? Did they do things to you?
Yeah. No, it was really good. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. It's not coming back, but thank you. Thanks, Trish.
We like the thought you've got behind it.
G'day, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. What would you like to chat about?
About Bathurst next weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm one of the many security guards that actually work there this that coming weekend, and I just want to say it is a absolute brilliant thing that they're actually continuing it this year with everything going on with the COVID. We really appreciate everything that's going on with the race, trying to keep things
going.
Yeah,
it's good. Well, we're not so lucky here, are we, with the Newcastle 500? That got the punt. But, hey, Robert, are people allowed to attend Bathurst this year or no?
I am actually leaving this weekend to go and work there.
Yeah. But spectators allowed into the building now, into the race course?
Okay. There will be a crowd there, yes.
Oh, good. I thought you were just hired to break up the fights between the race car drivers.
there's going to be a limit. The camping's actually cancelled this year, unfortunately. But there is going to be a crowd at the bottom of the hill so that people can still watch the race.
Oh, yeah, good stuff, man. Oh, that's good to know.
Glad to hear that.
Clearly you love your racing, mate, so I hope you have a great time. And
pack the earmuffs.
It is good. Newcastle 500, we need to bring that back, though, don't we?
I know, right? Hopefully that's back in business next year.
Thanks, Robert. Now, we've got Shannon on the phone who hates NASA. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, guys.
How are you, man? Now, I believe you're not a fan of our mate, NAS.
Oh, man, he sounds like the worst used car salesman ever, like just begging people to please buy my car. I really need this. Put food on the table. It just kills every time that guy's on. I'm just like, oh my god, please just Jade, fire him. Just, I don't know, do the Donald Trump. NASA, you're fired.
So you weren't a fan of his season of maps like 20 years ago or whatever it was?
Yeah, back in the 1800s, it was a great little show that he was on back then, but right now he's lost relevance. It's just, it's painful, guys. Please
put it down, you say.
We've given him one last chance, and then I think we'll fire him after that.
Honestly, I don't reckon he could find a needle in a haystack, let alone a celebrity. He's not going to get anyone on.
Joke's on him, though, isn't it?
Shannon, do you know any celebrities you could offer us?
I reckon I could find someone before he does, and that's just me being completely honest.
Do you know what? This is interesting.
Yeah, no, it is.
Let's do a secret challenge. Shannon, we'll give you the same challenge as NASA. If you can get us a celebrity, then we'll give you something nice.
We could let Shannon fire him himself.
Oh, even
you
want
to fire NASA?
I'll do both.
Hey, all right.
Shannon, curious, what do you do for a job?
I'm a GM, which is also interesting when NASA said that the audience you guys promote to is the working class, the lower class. I was like, well...
Yeah. He's a bit on another planet at times. Well, look, being a GM, you would have fired people before. If you can find us, get us a celebrity on this show before NASA, we'll let you fire him.
Done. Sounds like a deal.
All right.
And perfect. We'll give you business a plug as well.
Exactly. Double win. Hey, Shannon, hold on the line. Jackson will grab your details.
Shannon means business.
He does.
He's not messing around.
I love that. Shannon the GM.
Hey, maybe he could get us. Yeah, who knows who he could get us?
Yeah, who knows? Donald Trump, maybe.
I don't know. It depends if he's a venue manager at like a pub or something.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. And he can fire NASA. We're open to the idea.
We're a show that allows this sort of thing to happen. A lot of other shows wouldn't, but here, no problems.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, thanks, guys. Fun show today.
Let's go.
105 minutes commercial free, kicking off next with Jackson.
Yeah. Hey. Killing Hardy.
That's in there.
This is Fresh.
Oh.
From Powderfinger.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, brand new song. How many years in between fresh music? I think it's been like 8, 9 years. 15. Yeah.
It's been a while.
They must have. Are they starting to run out of money?
Well, I don't know. Because I was confused because I knew that they were like, we're never getting back
never
together.
Getting back
I don't know if this is like old catalog stuff it's never released or if they're actually in the studio. But fingers crossed they're in the studio. I like these boys. Also, two.
Oh, yeah.
The Spice Girls.
Love them.
Bless my vibe.
Can you do the dance, guys?
No, can't.
Jackson?
Definitely not.
No, I can't do it. But one thing I do find fascinating, right, the KFC Twitter page.
Yeah.
It follows, like, a couple of guys called Herb and then all the Spice Girls.
And that's it, yeah.
I love that.
It's so amazing.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Thank you, Jackson. We'll catch you tomorrow. Don't forget, as well, our big wedding at your door.
Oh, my God.
This Friday, we are marrying 5 couples. More details on that tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
So awesome.
All right, we'll catch you then. Bye.
See ya.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.